If you don't make them good, I used to threaten you with all the...
I know what we're going to do.
What?
We're going to open up the phone lines for Baker or Deshaun. I mean, that's exactly what we're going to do.
Thank you very much. You either make them good or we're going to open up the phone lines and say Baker or Deshaun. What a threat that was. Holy Toledo.
Hey, you want to do that? And we're not even going to talk. It'll just be phone call, phone call, phone call.
I'll throw out the number and I'll say 216-474-0092, Baker Mayfield or Deshaun Watson. Which one would you rather be quarterback of your Browns right now? Do you guys want to do that, or do you want to do coming in hot the right way? It's your choice.
Come on, guys.
What? It's true.
Cleveland, come on, please.
Yeah.
Oh, I was about to say.
This is an important
one. Don't blame us. Blame them.
This is a must-win segment.
I have to sit here through no matter what happens.
Yeah, you do.
Come on, guys.
It'll hurt me much more than it'll hurt them. Are we putting some of our frustration on the defense because we're frustrated with the offense?
Okay, so I have been secretly more frustrated with the defense, especially that last game. And I know that sounds ridiculous considering the offensive numbers are in the doldrums. But the offense, I expected the offense to struggle at the start of the year. So I didn't expect them to be this bad, but I expected them to struggle.
Well, according to you, just, 7 days ago, it was still preseason, so...
Yeah.
And now it's not preseason all of a sudden. We go from it's still preseason to win or die.
And now excellent. It is. Well, you're in a hole.
And that's why.
You're in a hole.
That's why champions pose. That's why it is right there. You can't sit there and tell me for 3-4 weeks that it's still preseason and then you do something like that. Champions freaking pose.
That's,
please remember
that's part
that
of the problem. It has looked that way for the offense. And
God.
Now defensively. What happened against Daniel Jones? What happened against Gardner Minshew? Like, you were expected in year two of this system, you were expecting them to be dominating. I get Myles Garrett has not been a full-time player for them. He has been missing a lot of snaps. Now, Daryl did say it was 50% of the snaps 2 weeks ago, and this past week it was closer to 60%. So that's good, but I don't know if we're out of the woods when it comes to him and his injuries, because it's like both feet are causing him issues. And he's, when he plays, the snaps that he plays, he's like the most dominant guy ever, which makes me even more frustrated with the rest of the line, because those guys should be capitalizing on how he is completely wrecking a defense right now. And unfortunately, that has not been the case. Just him being dominant has not been enough to keep Daniel Jones, you know, get them off the football field and Gardner Minshew. So let's go. You're going up against a rookie quarterback this week. Let's go. I know he's been amazing, but he's not really supposed to have four straight great weeks in a row where they never punt.
216-474-0092. I'm still, they still turned over Las Vegas. They still got a touchdown on defense. I'm still holding on about the defense. I'm concerned about giving up 152 yards on the ground. It's still 1 week where you gave up 152 yards on the ground. It hasn't been the same. I think that you've put your defense in a tough position. The offense has put their defense in a tough position. I think you've had to, if you're going to win any of these games, I think you had to win them defensively. What did they do against Jacksonville? Again, you came out, you led, you took care of the business for the most part, but your defense, what was it, 44% of the plays went for a tackle for a loss or 0 yards? I mean, that's huge. So your defense carried you to that victory. If I'm willing to meet anybody halfway, I'll meet you halfway on Dallas. That's the only thing I'm willing to meet you halfway on. Hey, it's week one, this, that, and the other. Fine. The other games, I'm not meeting you halfway on. That one ain't going to happen. It's like, you got to get going. Defensively, I'm still at a point of I'm not freaking out yet. Not thrilled. I don't have as much confidence in them as I did last year, but I'm not freaking out yet. Offensively, I think it's total panic mode. I do. When I hear about, you know, and it's starting to become a question about what you want to do with your offensive coordinator and whether or not, if this was a forced marriage, if you're Kevin Stefanski, would you just let him call plays? If this was like a forced thing, maybe you didn't want to bring in. I mean, they're going to always say the natural line of, oh, we're all aligned and everything's fine. If this is forced, first off, do you think it's forced?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. So you think it's forced, and I'd have to admit I think it's probably forced. Then
I don't think Stefanski, I don't think Stefanski wanted to get rid of Van Pelt. No.
Would you just want to wash your hands of it?
And just give it over to Ken Dorsey.
And give it over to Ken Dorsey.
The guy that got fired in Buffalo and then their offense got turned around. This is so hard. This is so hard right now because it's not working. What they are doing right now is not working. We are getting the absolute worst. The absolute worst out of this situation. That's the issue. We are getting the worst out of Kevin Stefanski right now. Fresh off Coach of the Year, fresh off, you know, the unbelievable run they went on to December, a playoff appearance, doing it with four different quarterbacks. You could say five, but it's a little misleading. Now, all of a sudden, we're getting the worst out of the head coach. And so these are issues. These are issues that we have to contemplate.
216-474-0092. All right, let me get to Sam and Avon Lake. You're next up on the Fan. Hello, Sam.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey.
Doing okay, Sam. Go ahead.
Good. So my whole thing is right now with the Browns, nobody to me, as if I've seen it for the past four games, no one's stepped up to be, hey, come on, guys, what are we going to do here? No one's stepping up to be the leader. Is it going to be Deshaun to step up to be the leader now? Does he have to do it? Because I saw him talking to Juwan Jones. He's starting to get angry, you know. He's starting to lash out versus him being quiet the past, you know, year or so. Who's going to be that guy to be? I know, you know, 2018. Who's going to be the Jarvis Landry who came in and said, let's go. Let's be a team now. Get what I mean?
Sam, I'm looking for the natural leadership. And I was ready. I tell you what, before I saw the situation of what happened on the sideline, I really felt that the sideline thing as an outside observer, I thought that that was more of a breakthrough. Instead of something that we were freaking out. Because I'm
stuff,
like, he
that
is,
stuff can actually be healthy.
He's in somebody's ear. He's telling them about themselves. There's frustration going on. I mean, they missed a clear-cut touchdown that could possibly happen there. Something needs to be said. And then when Deshaun went back over and said something in his ear, I actually felt better about it. You didn't hear us ripping them this week for the problem that they might have had on the sideline there. I thought that might have been a breakthrough. Because before that game, what I'm reading that Jameis Winston is the one giving all the stuff there. I don't even know if we have him anymore. We don't have Sam anymore. When I hear that Jameis Winston is the one giving all the speeches, well, then I start to kind of wonder what's going on. And so I don't necessarily... We got a lot of things going on behind the scenes here. Then I start to wonder what's happening. You gotta say something, Toast.
Sorry.
I know, man. I don't know what's going on in there.
I didn't have a problem at all with the sideline thing. I think that's actually a normal functioning NFL sideline, and it shows you that where their frustrations are. Now, I know it's easy to look at that and say, it's only going to get worse. No, it's only going to get worse if they don't get better. Just because they have a sideline issue, that doesn't mean it can't get better. They all know they're supposed to be better than this. They all know where the expectations were. Now, are you going to argue maybe the pressure is getting to them a little bit? And if they lose another one, yes, things do steamroll in this league. Things can get away from an NFL football team early. It's just, it's not supposed to be this team. It's not supposed to be this team with Myles Garrett, with the talent that is on this team. And even if a bunch of guys aren't playing to their caliber, to their levels, they still have in that building. Do you disagree, Kay? Do they not have in that building enough to get over the hump here?
Yeah.
Certainly not to look like the worst team in football, which is, they look like one of the worst teams in football right now.
They have enough to, well, now I'm wondering, like, you were making a big deal about setting the bar. I made a big deal about you making a big deal about six wins. They should be better than a six-win football team. You should hold them to a standard of the playoffs. So if they can't make the playoffs, then I think we do have to talk about changes. Well, if they're 1-3, not a lot of people are thinking they're going to make the playoffs right now. And if they're 1-4, that just about cooks their goose. Because at least if Cincinnati could lie to themselves and say they have Joe Burrow, whether or not that's true or not, we'll find out during the year. But this team at 1-4, this team I don't think can get out of this hole. They got to win on Sunday. Like, you need your win to save your season and maybe even to save jobs by all this. Because I'm telling you, man, they lose this game on Sunday, then I think we're talking about people's futures here. I think the coach is up for grabs again. The quarterback is up for grabs again. That, I think we're honestly figuring out who we want to keep between the two. And if there is a choice to make, because I don't know if they're going to run it back together in 2025. And then you got to talk about the general manager. Guys, it might be October 13th next week. Don't care. You're still going to do that. 216-474-0092. Real quick, Tarik Skubal, it looks like he may go game two. We talked about it being a must-win tomorrow coming up against the Detroit Tigers. Must-win tomorrow. You talked me into it being a must-win tomorrow. I did not want to call it a must-win tomorrow. And then when I think about their – because if I look at their rotation right now, it seems it's going to be what I'm guessing. It might be an educated one. It seems it's going to be Tanner Bibee tomorrow, obviously. I'm thinking Matt Boyd, obviously, on Monday. And then it may be, because somebody said, well, what about Alex Cobb in Game 3, not Gavin Williams? Well, the reason I was wondering about Alex Cobb is because Alex Cobb has only threw, 36 pitches in the sim game. Is he an opener?
Was on Sunday.
Yeah.
And he threw again, or he's throwing again today, maybe.
But we're worried about blisters. So,
well, they might be past the blister point now.
Okay.
That was not a pun.
I'm thinking of blister pack. That's right.
Did you ever get blisters? They skid on my feet. We didn't have shoes that fit back in the Lima household when I was young.
Jeez.
I used to take a needle, warm it up, and pop them.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Tell me more.
You didn't have shoes that fit when you were a kid?
It was a sad existence. Used to pop them, though. That was very relieving.
That's a sad state of affairs.
Mm-hmm.
Coming in hot, coming up next, 216-474-0092. Boy, that's one hell of a way to end the Guardians segment right there.
I was just going to let him go a little further.
And what would happen is, you know, you'd be worried about infection, right? You'd be worried about infection.
I would think so.
So I was, young and stupid, and I would take the needle and put it in soap, a bar of soap, thinking that that would do anything. And then I'd go, it's time to pop the blisties. And I would warm it up a little bit. Warm it up with, at the time, my mom was a big smoker. So, she would have either matches. That would be the
halfway
trick.
Halfway to free base.
And then I would go and I'd go blisty hunting. And sometimes there would be like 3 or 4. And when you would see those pop, the relief, it was spectacular. I mean, it really felt great. I don't know what happened to those blisters. I don't get them anymore.
This would be the right time to tell you guys that shoes and clothes for kids is on the Near East Side, please. If you have anything in your heart, please make sure to give them something if you can. Brand new shoes go a long way, clearly. I did not know that about you, and I don't know whether to shake my head or give you a hug.
Certainly hope that doesn't come up next.
No.
Coming in hot.
The needle was hot. That's how I was able to get through those blisters.
Okay, coming in hot, coming up next.
Putting that needle out.
And I'm serious about this. Don't be mentioning sponsors. Don't be mentioning other media members by name. Dance around it. Don't be cussing.
Hey, and don't be cussing.
Because if you do, we have to dump it, then we're going to do Baker or Deshaun. It's that simple. It's up to you guys.
Don't be graphic with your...
Yes. 216-474-0092. Coming in hot, coming up next on The Fan.